Module 3, Networking Obstacles. Like any other endeavor, you will run into obstacles when you network. When you are aware of the common obstacles ahead of time, you are more likely to avoid them or address them correctly. Common obstacles to avoid include time constraints, fear of rejection, networking in the wrong places, and saying the wrong thing. Time constraints. Networking requires the consistent investment of time and energy. The normal time constraints of everyday life can quickly become an obstacle. To avoid this obstacle, it is important that you make networking a priority and schedule for it. The time that you set aside to meet and follow up with contacts needs to be realistic. You will never attempt to invest the necessary time if your schedule is ridiculous. No one has hours to invest every day. For example, schedule 30 minutes each morning to send emails and make phone calls. Failure to invest the necessary time will damage your relationships as well as your networks. Saying the wrong thing. People often say the wrong things in social settings. A misplaced word or phrase can have a disastrous effect on your network. The best way to address this obstacle is to speak carefully. Prepare yourself before every meeting, make a list of topics to avoid and topics that are suitable, and stick to it. When you are in a social setting, mind your manners. Avoid alcohol. Drinking too much can result in questionable behavior. Do not criticize. Overly critical attitudes will affect you negatively. Be courteous. Treat everyone, even the competition, with courtesy. Unfortunately, miscommunications are inevitable given enough time. If you accidentally say the wrong thing to someone, apologize immediately. Where you go to network. People are often confused about where they should network. A common obstacle is limiting network locations. Someone who only networks on social media will lose the opportunity to connect in person. The same is true for only meeting people in person. Another obstacle is networking in the wrong location. While it is important to make sure that you do not limit your networks, you should make sure that you choose networks that relate to you and your goals. For example, joining professional associations that focus on your interests and goals. This will provide you with a useful pool of connections. The same holds true for social media networking. Fear of rejection. Encountering rejection is inevitable when you are networking. Sometimes the fear of rejection will become an obstacle. Fear is a stifling emotion which can lead to the failure to try. It is possible to be controlled by fear and not even know it. A sign of fear is avoidance. People will make excuses to avoid unpleasant tasks. If you find yourself making excuses about networking, consider the motivation behind the excuses. Case study. Tim is Mary's supervisor. He encourages Mary to expand her social network. He gives Mary a list of organizations to join and recommends a few social network groups. A month later, he follows up with her and learns that she has not made any new connections. When he asks her why, she responds that she was too busy to put in much of an effort. He invites her to go to a networking lunch with him the following day and notices that she looks pale. She tells him that she believes she will have to work through lunch the next day. He responds that he is her supervisor and he is ordering her to come with him. She sighs and tells him not to expect too much.